Hello, this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, where you'll find several historical markers on our audio tour through Fort Wayne's historic West Central neighborhood. Today, we're going to an old swimming hole that is remembered in the small triangular park created by the intersection of Rock Hill, Main, and Theme Streets. It's a grassy area east of the St. Mary's River Bridge and home to a different kind of monument. Rather than the usual heroic figure of the warrior on horseback or the proud city founder, this civic statue depicts two barefoot boys who are friends dressed in coveralls of the 1870s. The stone beneath simply reads, "Let's go swimming." This statue was erected in 1927 by the members of a unique Fort Wayne civic group called the Old Aqueduct Club. It was a group that celebrated the youthful activities and memories of the bygone era of canals and the covered aqueduct in Fort Wayne that carried the main channel of the Wabash and Erie Canal across the St. Mary's River. The Old Aqueduct Club was formed in 1912 by several citizens who as boys played and swam in the aqueduct that had served the canal but had not been used for a quarter of a century. The rules of the club stated that members had to have lived on the west side of Fort Wayne before the 1870s, the end of the canal days, and to have gone swimming in the canal. Each year, a dinner meeting was held, and by the 1930s, there were as many as 500 members who claimed to have met the requirements. By 1955, there were only 11 members left who attended the club's 43rd annual dinner, and the Old Aqueduct Club soon passed out of existence. The little park in which the statue stands today is called Orff Park in recollection of the great water-powered mill that was operated in this location by the Orff family during the canal era and later. Orff Mill had several names throughout its history. Sometimes called the Edsel Mill, it later was known as the Empire and commonly called the Old Stone Mill when it stood while the machinery was operated by the Wabash and Erie Canal water power. The mill was built by Samuel Edsel in 1843. Milford Smith was an early partner, and later the business passed on to Orff, Armstrong, and Lacey. But John Orff afterward became the sole proprietor. Later, his sons, John Jr., C.E., and Montgomery Orff, took control of the operation. In its final years, the mill was powered by steam. It stood on the east bank of the St. Mary's River near the Let's Go Swimming statue. The aqueduct that the club celebrated was designed by Chief Engineer Jesse Lynch Williams and was built by Henry Lotz, the only mayor of Fort Wayne ever to have been deposed by city council because he seldom appeared to act the part of the mayor in 1843. The wooden flume was two spans each 80 feet in length, 17 feet wide, 4.5 feet deep, and was supported on three great stone pillars. The water of the canal was specified to be at least 4 feet deep and move about 5 miles an hour through the aqueduct at a weight of more than 450 tons. A roof was built over the channel, giving it the appearance of a covered bridge. At the west end, just past the aqueduct, a large basin was created so that the canal boats could turn around or wait for another one to pass. It was here in the basin and in the aqueduct itself that the boys often played. In 1881, the Nickel Plate Railroad purchased the canal right-of-way, including the aqueduct, and erected the steel bridge for the trains that still stands today just north of the aqueduct's location. The aqueduct soon collapsed into the river and was removed in 1883. If you're interested in seeing the aqueduct site, portions of the structure are visible from the River Greenway and accessible from the west end of the Main Street Bridge. The curved stone wall on the west side of the river is normally visible. At extreme low water, the foundation of the original central pier can sometimes be glimpsed. Nothing is visible on the east bank. You can discover sites like this and more for yourself. Information about the trail can be found online at archfw.org. For now, this is Tom Castaldi inviting you to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.